The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Well, good morning, Hoop Ballers. Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting, presented by Hoop-Ball.com. I'm your host like every single Monday. My name is Vince Miracle. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms of at VM Center. Guys, we had a pretty crazy weekend, especially on Saturday, man. The UFC fights were on. I went 1-2. And I told you guys, even in that main event, even though I went 1-2, I only put like one unit on Rozenstrike. I thought maybe he would have a chance. Just that those odds were just too crazy. I had Gane winning. But with those odds, you kind of just had to take that lotto ticket and see what would happen. I thought Gane or Rozenstrike would tire out and get that over within two rounds. But no, the heavyweights fought it out, and they, I believe they even made it into the championship rounds, which was pretty crazy. Good fights. We hit the underdog of Pedro Munhoz. I had no idea why he was the underdog against the veteran Jimmy Rivera. But, yeah, we hit one of those. And then to top that off, that plus 120 underdog got the sweep on NBA, right? Minus 7 with the Nuggets, minus 4.5 with the Wizards, underdogs with like two other teams. I can't remember them off the top of my head now, and I'm doing it off the top of the brain. And it was cool. The Sunday was a little bit rockier, you know what I mean? We went 2-2. We thought the Warriors could possibly win, so we had them as a underdog. We thought Boston would at least, you know, finish. They won the game. I just thought they were going to win it by a little bit more. I mean, the Wizards are just so hot right now, man. Like, you really can't go against the Wizards. Maybe the odds are going to show that this week, being that this is the last few days before the All-Star break, so maybe they're trying to rack up some wins by then. You never know. A lot of these teams are fighting still for placing before the break, so I'm interested to see how these lines turn out. It was a good day. We hit on one of the underdogs. Though, what did we hit? I think it was, I can't remember what we hit yesterday on the NBA side. I know it was something. We went 2-2 though. Oh, it was Bucks. Bucks were plus 100, so they were even money. And then we had the Knicks, and we dang near put three units on that in real lifetime. But I said put two units on it. I was wondering why Vegas kept it so low when they were playing the Pistons. But yeah, I put three units on it, but I put it as a two-unit bet for the wager pass, which, you know, that's a sizable bet, and I think that it was comfortable, and I'm glad we won those two. So there it is. We won an even money bet. We won a slight favorite with minus 125 with the Knicks. Missed out on the UD Warriors, and then we missed on the Celtics minus 5. So overall, the weekend went pretty solid. 6-2. On Saturday and Sunday in NBA, and 1-2 in UFC. So you really can't be mad at that. Shout out to Troy, man. Troy's been doing work at Dwayne the underscore the Rock Troy. He's been killing it this whole season. I think he's got like a above 50% kill rating on these picks, whether from soccer, NBA, all this stuff. So you guys could follow him on Twitter. He's real. He's good. He's nice. He's the guy we're chasing right now here at the Wager Pass. Speaking of the Wager Pass, it's presented by hoop-ball.com. Go to the Wager Pass online. It's only 33 cents a day, $9.99 for the month. It's not bad. Well worth it. You get to hop in the Discord, chat with all of us. And whether it comes to, you know, general Wager Pass where you want picks on golf and all this stuff. And the golf guys are killing it too, I hear. Hey, the golf guys, they're new. I haven't got to meet all of them yet, but shout out to them. I heard they're already killing it with some, like, deep sleepers out there. That's crazy. So shout out to them. I think this branch has grown pretty significantly. I think we're at double digit handicappers now, and a majority of us, if not all of us, are all positive on the year. And the new guys just started, so I hate to count them in, but you know. Still, shout out to the new guys that are on board. I think we've filled out our team to this point. Follow us at Hoopball Gaming. Sign up for that Wager Pass or sign up for the Hoopball 360. Get a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You get all the Brewski 150s. You get all the the fantasy basketball stuff, as well as now the wagering and the team coverages. So sign up. We're building for the future. We got a lot of good stuff coming down the line. And with that said, let me tell you one more new bit of news, and then we'll hop into these games. So this show, this Monday show, I host it every single Monday. Devin and I tend to switch off a lot. But on Mondays, this is me. This is my time. And I've been speaking with Dan, and my favorite thing to do is to just talk to people and see what you guys are thinking. I think that helps with figuring out bets and how most people are leaning, and if that steers me one way or the other. I like to hear multiple different opinions or oppositions against me. So with that said, starting next Monday, I believe it's next Monday, this show is going to be live on Mondays with me. We're going to answer questions in the chat. We're going to go over the lines like we normally do, like you're going to hear on this show. And at the end, I'm going to take some of your guys' questions about these games or which way I'm leaning, or if you guys have prop bets you guys want to discuss. The show is still going to be close to 30 minutes, max out at an hour, but it's something new. It's something that we want to try. It brings more views to our YouTube channel. You guys go check that out at HoopBall on YouTube. And, yeah, guys, we got some great content going up over there with our pre- and post-game shows. All of the podcasts tend to go up there as well. I mean, it's just another good source, another good outlet for us. And, yeah, man, I think that having it live gives you guys a little bit more time to communicate on your thoughts, because I'm in the Discord a lot. But I tend to get busy with my kids and my family and that home life that I can't, like, always be in there getting the notifications and going in. So I feel like this way is like, hey, on the day of, these are the bets I'm looking at. Vince, what's your opinion? What do you guys think about this? And it also just builds the community. So I'm excited for that. That's the big announcement for me for this Monday. Live shows every single Monday, and I believe that's starting next week. So March, big year for us here at hoop-ball.com. Now, let's go ahead and jump right in to this March 1st card. We have 7 games on the docket to start the month of March, right before the All-Star break. And we actually got some pretty big lines all the way down. Like, there's one close game, and honestly, we might be rolling with the dog on that one. And it's only because I feel like the value's there. But we'll get there when we get there. Let's go ahead and start off with the very first game of the day. And it's the Indiana Pacers heading to Philadelphia as 4.5-point underdogs to the Sixers. The money line sits between +165 and -190 for the Sixers. Over-under sits at 223. Now, you guys know how big of a Pacers fan I am. I think the Pacers are a well-run team. I think their offense is very fluid. I think Domantas Sabonis was snubbed, so I'm super from the All-Star game, and so I'm really happy for him because he's now replaced Kevin Durant in that All-Star lineup. The Sixers, though, are playing at a whole different level, man. They're playing like a number one team in the East. Joel Embiid has just been phenomenal. Ben Simmons' defense has still been there. I think progression-wise, he's kind of flat, right? Everyone can see it. He's still not wanting to take many jumpers. He's stuck in his way of being exactly who he is. He's a lockdown defender. He can dribble the ball. He's dang near a Draymond Green 2.0 type of player until he wants to start shooting the ball and becoming a more versatile scorer. We're always going to view him in that way. But defensively, he is a monster, and I completely agree with him from what he said this weekend. He is the best defender in the league. I don't know if that is true, but I believe that he should have that mindset because he's clamps. And Tobias Harris, man, he should have been an All-Star this year too. He's been phenomenal. The Pacers, though, this is where it gets kind of confusing for me because, Sabonis, he's been great. Should have been named an All-Star automatically. Hate that he got it as a replacement, but glad that he's in regardless. Brogdon is questionable. They still have no LeVert. They still have no return date for TJ Warren. They're so hard to predict right now, and I feel like teams have figured them out. You slow down Sabonis, you trap out Malcolm Brogdon, you let the other guys beat you. So I can't really find myself wanting to continue to bet on the Pacers when it's against these high-level teams. Like against the Magic, Kings, Rockets, teams of that nature, Wizards, I would look at the Pacers and see what their line is currently at. But like against these top tier guys, they just don't have the manpower to really compete, right? They don't have that third scoring option, fourth scoring option. Defensively, they're getting kind of small, right? Like Justin Holiday is good, but he's still really skinny. TJ McConnell is really quick, but again, he's small. Brogdon's kind of flat-footed when it comes to lateral quickness. He doesn't have the speed there. So with that all in mind, man, I'm leaning toward the Sixers minus 4.5. Over under 223, I'm leaning toward the under on that as well. I think the Sixers and Pacers defenses are really good and well-played. So I'm going to go ahead and go under on 223, and we like minus 4.5 for the Sixers. And with that being minus 110, It wouldn't surprise me if you guys wanted to just buy the 1.5 points. Buying the 1.5 points, it gets it down to Sixers minus 3. That's still only minus 140, and I like that more than 4.5. I mean, you get the 1.5 points difference, and again, the value's still there. Let's go ahead and hop in to see if they have any good props, and it looks like this game has no props available. They just have alternative spreads. Yeah, no props available here on this game. So let's go ahead and go back, and we're going to move on to the next game. Second game on the docket here is the Dallas Mavericks as 6.5-point favorites on the road in Orlando, taking on the Magic. The money line sits between minus 160 and plus 215. Over-under sits at 221. Again, this is a big spread. And the Mavs, again, that's another team that's starting to click a little bit, right? Doncic is doing Doncic things. The question marks around KP, who's finally returned from injury, I think they're going to try and see what they can build with him this week. I think he's going to be a big factor in their offense until the All-Star break to just see what they have, because where there's smoke, there's fire, and I think the smoke of KP could be on the trading block is real. I think they're going to get real offers. And I think they're having a little bit of a headache with the injury concerns. Yes, they did just pay him, though. Like, I mean, that's a thing that no one really talks about. They just paid the man. So why give up on something like that? Again, this is the highest his value is going to be. A couple reasons why. One, he's still young. Two, he's going to be locked in for the long term. So if the team does trade for him, it's not like a Harden deal where Harden's a free agent or Oladipo is a free agent, so you don't know if he's going to stay with you. Like if a team trades for KP, they have KP locked down for multiple years. That makes his value go up a little bit higher. The injury concerns are real, and do the Mavs have what it takes to be a real contender with KP and Doncic together? Look, I think they're a really good combo. I just think that Doncic has to do so much because KP's not there enough. So that's my opinion. I think they are going to listen to offers. Like, why wouldn't they, right? I think they are going to listen to offers for Kristaps Porzingis. And I did see your tweet. I don't know your name, but I did see your tweet. I'm sorry I didn't respond. I try to respond to everybody. I know I'm not the fastest, but I do respond to everybody. Just this past weekend was crazy, man. I've had an eventful weekend, to say the least. But yeah, I did see your tweet. Like, you think I'm wrong about the KP thing. Look, I'm not going off of sources. And all I know is that from everyone that I have been talking to, like how they're feeling, not saying that they know anything, just KP is, they are listening. I'm not saying he will get traded. I'm just saying they're listening. Yeah, this game, though, this minus 6.5, it's so hard to gauge. I mean, the Magic are so inconsistent for me that the only player I like is Vucevic, and that's why he's an all-star. Michael Carter Williams, over under 9.5 is almost even money if you take the over. I guess I like that, but I don't. I mean, I'm looking at these props, man, and that doesn't even really like entertain me at all. Evan Fournier, over under 18.5. See, I have him scoring 18 points exactly. So maybe you take the under there, or it's almost even money for him to go over. Like, they just don't have the Mavs or the Magic scoring any real points. Like, they have Vucevic at 25.5, and the favorite is to go over that, which I see because of the skills down low, but I'm more leaning toward the under. I believe in Kleba, and I I don't know. I just couldn't do it. I can't even mess with these spreads, man, to be honest. I'm avoiding this game. Everything I'm looking at, I'm just avoiding this game. I'm going to pause the show right here, guys, to give a shout out to our sponsor, because this is also a new product alert. The Weed Whacker, presented by Manscaped. It's needed. Trimming up your beard, nose hairs growing out, ear hairs growing out. They take care of your holes, man. They take care of it. They make it look nice and crisp. Trimmy trim trims on all those holes. Make it look fresh around the beard. Manscaped has you covered. Use promo code HOOPBALL and get a discount on your purchase. And also, guys, we just looked at props, so why not talk about our featured sponsor here on this show? Couldn't think of the word featured there. MyBookie.ag. Everyone head over to MyBookie.ag. Start winning real money, whether it's betting on sports. You want to gamble on their casino games. Maybe you want to bet on pop culture trends. I know the Grammys were just the other day. Or not the Grammys, I think it was the Grammys, actually. Golden Globes. The Golden Globes. I know my wife was watching something. They were on the other day. You could have been betting on that. Anything you want, mybookie.ag has you covered. When signing up, be sure to use promo code HOOPBALL. That's HOOPBALL. And they will match up to $500 of your very first deposit. And then remember, guys, after you sign up there, you hop on Twitter. Tell Dan Bespris you signed up, at Dan Bespris on Twitter. That's the editor here for Hoopball Gaming. And he will give you another prize for helping us out, for helping our sponsor out. It's a circle, guys. Let's join in. MyBookie.ag, Manscaped. Treat yourself right and make real money. That's Manscaped and MyBookie.ag, our featured sponsors here for today in sports betting. We move on to game number 3, and I actually like this game a lot. I think this game is going to be close. I think it's going to be fun. The Denver Nuggets come in as 5-point favorites against the Chicago Bulls. Line sits at -210 for the Nuggets, +175 for the Bulls. Over-under sits at 226.5. I'll be honest, I'm already leaning slightly toward the over there. Nuggets, bro, they're a fun team sometimes. Like, they're kind of a little bit of a headache, if I'm being honest, because you can never truly decide which way they're going to go in terms of when they step on the court. Like, are they going to be the team that's pushing the pace? Are they going to be the team that starts off kind of slow and is just going to grind it down with you defensively? I don't know. But over their last few games, like, it's Cleveland, they win, but then they lose against Atlanta. They beat Portland, but then they lose against Washington, and then they beat OKC. So they're just trading wins and losses right now. They're kind of trading sideways. Those win-loss spread. So when they beat Cleveland, they won by 17. When they lost to Atlanta, they lost by 8. Won by 5 in Portland. Lost by 2 against Washington. And then won by 30 in OKC. So again, you just see a mixture of everything between them. Like, you never really know which team is going to show up. Obviously, they need to be the favorite. They have a solid 1-2 punch in Murray and Jokic. Will Barton's back. He's played well, at least in his last game. Porter Jr. still to me is one of those players that needs to either be a more focused part, more a part of the offense for them to be consistent. And he has been over his last 3 games, getting a double-double in 3 straight games, 20-10, 18-10, and 12-10. I just think he needs to take a minimum of 12 shots a game. That should be Michael Porter Jr.'s role. 12 shots a game is what you're taking. And find him real sets. Don't let him just, you know, jump around the basket or only shoot threes. Like, I truly believe he needs to be a part of the offense for them to succeed. So with that said, I like the Bulls. I think Zach LaVine is definitely warranted of that all-star spot, but everybody else on that team is kind of up and down, up and down. Let me look up the Porter Jr., see if he's still out, because I believe he is. So they're starting, yeah, so Otto Porter Jr. is still out. They're still starting Patrick, the Rook. Thaddeus Young's been good. I like that Wendell Carter's back, but I'm feeling pretty good about this, guys. I'm leaning on the Nuggets -5. Again, they're trying to build that momentum heading into the break. I think these top-tier teams are going to do what they need to do to solidify where they are before they get this little layoff, this little rest time before the break. So -5, I like the Nuggets. I'm feeling good about that. I'm slightly leaning on the over of 226.5, so that intrigues me, but I'm going to avoid that there. We're just going to go ahead and go -5 for the Nuggets and feel pretty good about that. Jazz. Pelicans is the next game up. The Utah Jazz are on the road as 7-point favorites heading into New Orleans. Moneyline sits at -275, +225 for the Pelicans, and the over-under, I believe, is the highest of the day. It sure is. At over-under sitting at 236. They think there's going to be a lot of points scored in this game. I'm heavily leaning on the under there. I think the Jazz's defense is really good, and I think the Pelicans' defense is okay. With that, though, I think the Pelicans can keep up with the Jazz if the right team shows up. Like, if they decide that they're going to be pushing the pace and they're going to go through Zion a lot, obviously Steven Adams is going to have to play and play well against Rudy Gobert. But if they're expecting these many points, I could see how the Pelicans can win this game out, right? Just a lot of screen pick and roll, less isolation, more ball movement with Brandon Ingram, Lonzo to Zion. I kind of like the Pelicans +7. I wouldn't do a lot or anything on that one. I feel like if you wanted to add that into a parlay, maybe even do a teaser with it. And you know what? I'm going to build a teaser here too of all of these games. I'm going to build a slight teaser here because I remember in the Discord someone said they were like, hey, you know, you can do a couple teasers for us. And you know what? I think I can do that for you. Let me see if I can get a good teaser here for you. And yeah, I think we could have a good chance of finding something. So yeah, we like the Pelicans +7. Let's go ahead and click on in here and let's go check out these props because I'm sure there's some good ones in there. Over-under on points. This is what I need to see. Over-under on points for Brandon Ingram sits at 24.5. Man, I have him scoring 24 points. Dang, dude. That's not one I really want to touch. Over-under 12.5 points for Eric Bledsoe. Now, this is where value is because 12.5 for a guy like Bledsoe isn't really hard to get, but he hasn't been scoring the ball. So, obviously that's why the value is there. I like that though. I like that. I'm gonna say I'm gonna take the over on 12.5 points for Bledsoe. Over under for Steven Adams is 7.5 points. I'm not touching that one. 26.5 for Zion, nothing there. D Mitch is at 26. Yeah, nothing there really that I want to touch in terms of other bets, but over-under for 12.5 for Eric Bledsoe. I'm going to take the over. It's at sitting at +110. I like that there. And we're gonna have our first UD here. I'm not taking money line or nothing, but I like +7 with the Pelicans. I see ways for them to win that game. I see ways for them to win that game for sure. And don't worry, guys, I am building a teaser to discuss. So if I had to promote a teaser, this is going to be the one that I have. Not sure yet if I'm going to have that Pelicans game in the teaser, but just know that I do like the Pelicans +7. Next game up, we have the Brooklyn Nets on the road as 5-point favorites against the Spurs. Line sits at -210 for the Nets, +175 for the Spurs. And over-under here sits at 233.5. We already know there's no Kevin Durant. KD is out until after the All-Star break. Kyrie Irving is listed as going to play. He's not even on the injury report after missing their last game against the Mavs. So that's pretty interesting to me. Look, guys, James Harden's going to be good. Kyrie is going to be good. But I believe in this Spurs team. And this is a big UD play, but I like the Spurs today at +175. They're at home. DeRozan has been playing well and has been snubbed from the All-Star game. I mean, he's been playing great this year. I know he has a couple games where he scored in single digits, but what he has done with this Spurs team is actually nice to see. He looks great, and I like DeRozan showing out against these top level guys. Jakob Poeltl, man, he has been playing so well as a starter. Blocks have been there, rebounding, just taking up space. And that's the one thing that the Nets struggle with is people that finish around the basket and have a presence down low. So I think that plays into a huge factor. DeJounte Murray has been getting to the rim like crazy, and I feel like that's going to play in. But again, speaking about the down low presence that the Spurs have, even with Poeltl taking up that space, you know who else is back is LaMarcus Aldridge. Another scoring threat down low that can get a bucket off. I like the Spurs here, guys. I'm taking the Spurs plus 175, and I'm going to give it to you for free today on this Monday. It's the start of the new month. Let me give it to you guys for free. The San Antonio Spurs are my UD pick of the day. I can't tell you if I'm going to make the UD pick of the day the spread or the money line. Just know I like both of those. I like the Spurs today, and I want you guys to know that they are my UD pick of the day. I think they're going to win that game. Or at least have a real good chance at winning it. So just take that. Cavs Rockets are the next game up, and the Cleveland Cavaliers are coming in as 2.5-point underdogs to this Rockets team. And look, guys, from one underdog pick to another, we are taking the Cavs here. Biggest reason why, Jarrett Allen. His presence against that Rockets team that is so small is what's gonna make the difference. And again, with Wood still being out, they just played this team on the 24th of February, a week ago. In that game, Jared Allen only missed one shot. He was 10 of 11 from the field, 5 of 8 from the free throw line. He even had a three-pointer in that game. 26 points, 18 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 block shots. Christian Wood's still out, guys. Nothing's changed about this team. Nothing has changed about this Rockets team. They're staying small. The only thing that has changed from that game to the previous one is there's been games in between. That's it. The Houston Rockets are currently on a 4-game losing streak, and I see that going over to 5. I know that they're favorites on the road at home here. I know that they're favorites at home here, but Oladipo's struggling to find a shot. In his first two games, he is 17 for 41 from the field. 17 for 41. That's right around 41% shooting, guys. I just think the Cavs have everything to compete here. Prince has looked good. Sexland is coming back. The size advantage down low with all of those rebounds. We like the Cleveland Cavaliers plus 120. We like the spread. Another UD game here. And I know, see, now I have to question my UD pick of the day because the Cavs could be a safer UD pick of the day. But I'm telling you guys, like, I like both these underdogs. It's a dog-on-dog day right there. Doggy dogs right there at 5:30 and 6. Remember that. Last game, guys, and then we're going to wrap up this show with me giving you my teaser play of the day. The Charlotte Hornets looking to continue their momentum after a game-winning layup and one foul against the Kings last night. They head into Portland as 6.5-point underdogs to the Portland Trail Blazers. I'll be honest, guys. This is a game that I'm not really touching. How are the Hornets going to respond after a second night of a back-to-back of a long game? PJ Washington scoring 42 points in that game against the Kings. He looked phenomenal. But this Blazers team is a team that matches up with them beautifully, right? Cantor outplays Cody Zeller, in my opinion. Is Zeller even going to play? I think he's questionable heading into this one. Robert Covington, I think defensively, is going to cause more problems for Washington, who had a great night. Same with Bridges and Derrick Jones Jr. So just matchup wise, Gary Trent and Terry Rozier, I think that's going to be a battle to watch. And then Lillard and LaMelo. I mean, if I had to break it down all of them, right? I already got that far. I like the Blazers here. Do I think 6.5 is a lot? Yeah, maybe. But again, guys, I don't know. I don't think I'd touch that game. The over-under sits at 232. I'm probably taking the over on that one. I see a lot more buckets in that game. I actually think that this game should probably be the highest scoring game of the day. I was really surprised that the Spurs-Nets wasn't higher than the Pelicans-Jazz. But highest scoring game to me is Hornets-Blazers, and I'm taking the over on 232.5, and that's the only thing I'm taking on that game. So let's go ahead and go into review here of our 7-game slate. And after this, I will reveal my teaser bet of the day. First game up, we have the Pacers and the Sixers. We do like the 76ers here. However, I think buying the 1.5 points to make it a -3 instead of a -4.5 spread still keeps you in the line of a -130 on the day. I don't think that's horrible, so I would take that. But Sixers -4.5, I think that's a good bet. Mavs versus Magic in Orlando. Mavericks as 6.5-point favorites. Man, I still like the Mavericks here, but I'd avoid this game. It's just too hard to call. It's not one that I'm really touching. Nuggets Bulls. We like the Nuggets here. -5. I'm okay with it. They're a threat to have. Do I touch heavy on this one? Probably not. Maybe a unit and a half. The max out is 2, obviously, if you feel really confident. I just think the Nuggets have all the weapons to beat them. Again, this is the moment for them to start building momentum heading into the All-Star break, preparing for that second half of the season, and really start figuring out where they can start placing themselves. So I think the Nuggets can pull this one out. I like them -5. Utah Jazz versus the Pelicans. We like the Pelicans +7. Again, I like this. I can see ways how the Pelicans can beat the Jazz. I see the ways that it can happen. It's just defensively that Jazz team can be smothering. And that's where I draw worriness to it. But 7 points is a lot. And if they have this as the highest scoring game of the day, that means they expect both teams to put up points. And if that's the case, I can see the Pelicans keeping it close. Nets Spurs, man, we like them Spurs as 5-point underdogs, guys. We like them Spurs as 5-point underdogs. Potential UD pick of the day. I can't even guarantee it's a UD pick because this next game, Cavs Rockets, we like the Cavs here too. +120, +2.5, whatever you feel more comfortable. That's another UD that we like. They just beat him the other day. I like the Cleveland Cavaliers here. And lastly, Hornets, Blazers. I mean, we technically like the Blazers. We more than anything want to bet just on the total and the over-under sitting at 232.5. We're going to go with the over. In my opinion, this is going to be the highest scoring game of the day, but really we're not touching that bet at all either. So those are the bets, guys. Those are what we are looking at here in terms of today's 7-game card. Now, I told you guys before I ended this show that I would give you guys a teaser. And I typically on any of my parlays, I don't really like to go above 3 games. That's just a personal opinion of mine. I just feel like it's just too much. So with that, I'm going to do a +5, 5-point teaser. Payout is +150. So you have Nuggets straight up. Nuggets is a straight up game against the Bulls. You have the Cleveland Cavaliers +7.5 against the Rockets. And then you have the Pelicans +12 against the Utah Jazz. Again, this is a 3-pick teaser that I've built today that I actually really like. And with you guys on the show with me, I'm going to go ahead and bet $150. If it'll let me. Give me 1 second here. It looks like they're going to make me sign into my account. apologize for the inconvenience here. So give me just 1 second as I sign in so I can tell you exactly how much it is. I don't want you guys to think that I didn't bet it. So pulling that back up. Not the 4-point teaser, the 5-point teaser here. There we go. For 150. And that right there is going to pay out 225. So that's my teaser, guys. 5-point teaser plus 150 minus 5-point teaser. So you get the Nuggets straight up. You get the Cavaliers plus 7.5. And you get the Pelicans plus 12. I like that a lot. And the other one, if you wanted to do it, if you didn't want to do the Pelicans, if you're scared of that Jazz team, completely understandable. And I was going to do it already, but just to go ahead and throw in the Spurs and make that a straight-up game as well, I like that also. Because then you get Spurs plus 10 against the Nets, Cavs plus 7.5, and then the Nuggets straight up. So I like both those. That's a potential way to look at it. Those are the ones I like the most. That is my teaser bet today, guys. Shout out to our sponsors, MyBookie.ag and Manscaped, for supporting and sponsoring this show. Shout out to the website, hoop-ball.com, for giving me this platform to continue doing these shows with you guys. And shout out to all of you for listening every single day we have a show. Please do us a huge favor, guys, so we can continue to grow and continue to get more eyes and ears on this show and site. Subscribe. Rate, review, and again, it doesn't have to be 5 stars. If there's things you like and dislike, put it in the comment section, man. All we want to do is continue to get better and make sure we're giving you guys the bets that you want covered on this show. It's a community. We like it. I'm super excited for Monday of next week to start talking with you guys live and looking at some of these bets. Maybe you guys see an injury before I do. I think that'd be great to see, so I'm down, guys. I'm in it to win it. I wish you guys all good luck. This is a new month, a fresh start, clean slate in your head, guys. New month means new potential. New day means new potential. So good luck, good vibes, happy freaking Monday to all of you. And until next time, my Hoop Baller gang, bye-bye.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.